Thank you that you've joined me in today's broadcast of The Love Way. I'm so excited to share the message of grace with you in the area of protection. Now, God wants you to be protected from the wrong doctrines, and I believe that there are two main doctrines that's an enemy of grace. And the first one is unbelief, or what I call just works righteousness. Works righteousness just brings forth so much pain and confusion, hurt in the lives of people. It brings forth death. And the other enemy, which we're busy talking about now, is the doctrine of inclusion. The doctrine of inclusion is an enemy of faith, is an enemy of grace. Now, the basic principle that we are using here today is the message of faith as a channel to grace. Now, we can go and read that quickly in Romans chapter 5. Let's just open in Romans chapter 5 from verse 1. It says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Let's read verse 2 again. "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace." So what happens here is that by faith we've got access into grace. And in the next session we're going to talk about the faith of God and the faith of man, because there's scriptures that says we are saved by the faith of Jesus Christ, which I do believe. And there are doctrines that say that wants to exclude our faith, that we say we're only saved by the faith of Jesus Christ. We are not only saved by the faith of Jesus Christ, but more of that in the next session. Now, let's go to Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." Now, this scripture is, if we interpret this wrongly, it can tamper with your faith. Now, Romans 5 says, by faith we've got access into grace. So, without faith, you will not have access to grace. Now, there's two things in this world. You get grace, and you get the law. If you don't have access into grace, you will not enter into grace. So, where will you be? You will be under the law. And under the law, you will be a sinner. So that's why there are many sinners in this world. The sinner over here, sins has been paid for once he enters into grace. Now, grace is not even given to everybody. The Bible says that God gives grace to the humble. Now, the humble are those who agree with God and believes the doctrine that was brought by Jesus Christ, that through the obedience of one man, many shall be made righteous. Once you believe that, the phenomenal truth of that is activated in your life. In that day, you are born of God. In that day, the life of God enters you, and that day you've passed from darkness into light, from death into life. That's how it works. And if there's a doctrine that says that there's no sinner in the eyes of God, it's not true. In the eyes of God, this whole world doesn't have sin if they could be in Jesus. In Christ, this whole world doesn't have any sin. But because they are not in Christ, they are sinners because they are under the law. You might say, but the Bible says God has reconciled the whole world unto Himself by not imputing their trespass unto them. It's true. The whole world has been reconciled unto God in Jesus Christ. Now, it is like, I think I said this in the first session. It's like somebody paying R1 million into your bank account. That money is there. What has happened from God's side is true. From the man who blesses side, He's given you the money. He has brought deliverance for you by paying money into your account. He delivered you from your poverty. But if you don't have access into that, if you think, well, I don't even have to believe that there's money in my bank account. I don't even have to go to the bank account to draw money. Nothing. You know, I am rich. You're not rich. You need to have access into that. If I pay in money into your account secretly, you don't even know it. You know what's going to happen? That money is going to go to waste because you will never make use of it and you will be poor. You are not rich because God paid money in, because somebody pays money into your account. Your wealth is accessed when you make use of it. And then your life changes. So the whole world out there aren't made righteous. Now remember, the context now, and this is very important. The context is not people that believe in Jesus. The context is the whole world. Because there's a doctrine that goes around that says the whole world are saved. And that they will die, maybe go to hell, and then they will still be saved afterwards because of the purification. Because Adam sinned, everybody became a sinner. Jesus obeyed, everybody is now righteous. Now righteousness has come to everybody. Yes, but everybody is not made righteous. Because we have been made righteous by faith. When you are persuaded of this, then that happens in your life. And before that, you are in unrighteousness, you are a sinner, and you are busy dying, and you are on your way to hell. Now, I don't say that in a condemning way. I'm condemning the message that says you don't need faith to have access into grace. But that God dumped it upon you, you were dumped into righteousness, it's true, but it's accessed, it's experienced by faith. I've said it in every teaching, I've made sure I said it in every teaching before, even this one. Make sure that you know and understand that everybody's just not saved because Jesus died for them. Now the principle of faith is very important. Adam was in the Garden of Eden. What took Adam out of his state of perfection? It was his faith. Now, Adam was holy because he was created out of God. God made Adam. He made Adam to be the representative of man. He made him holy. He made him righteous. He made him in his very likeness. But he still gave him a tree to eat from if he wanted to live, called the tree of life. If he didn't eat of that, he wouldn't stay in the state that he was created forever. He would die. So if he ate of the tree of life, he would stay in that state he is forevermore. That's why God, once they were put out of the garden, he says, let them not eat of the tree of life, lest they never die. So the tree of life was there to let you live forever in the state you are. Okay. Now, and I believe that was Jesus Christ. Now, Adam came and he listened to the voice of Satan and he believed him. When he believed him, he was moved from where he was to another place. He was moved out of the kingdom of God. He was moved into unrighteousness. He was moved into sin. And not even what God has made him to be and who God created him. Not even the righteousness that he had any influence in what happened to him the moment he used faith. He believed Satan and was moved from where he was. And then out of him, many people were born. And he was a representative of man. Through his disobedience, many were made sinners, including Abraham. But Abraham believed God, and the influence that Adam had through his disobedience, making him unrighteous, didn't have any effect because of his faith in God, and he was declared righteous. I hope you understand that. You know, you can just get the series, listen to this again and again. Abraham was not influenced by what happened through the disobedience of Adam. Why? Because he believed. His faith overruled what happened through his representative. Now, it's the same with Jesus. Jesus Christ came, he brought righteousness unto everybody. But our representative will have no effect on people if they don't believe it. Their faith will move them away from what God made them in Jesus Christ. Now, most people are born in unbelief. They are born in a mindset of law and death. And because they are born in that, it means from birth they believe the wrong thing. Therefore, from birth they are removed from what happened in Jesus Christ. And they are placed in a place which is not right. And their faith needs to change. That's why God brought forth pastors, evangelists, and the church to preach the gospel so that this sinner can believe and be placed in righteousness in what is truly his. Amen. So that we don't faith ourselves out of what God has brought unto us. God has brought righteousness to the world in Jesus Christ. Righteousness has appeared unto all men. Grace has appeared unto all men. But all men does not enter into it. It's like Reinhard Bonnke said. He said, you know, soap is all over the world, but everybody is not clean. Because you must personally reach for the soap. The soap might be in the cupboard. But if you don't know about the soap, you know what? The fact that the soap cleanses, and the fact that soap was designed to clean, the fact that soap was given to everybody, doesn't make him clean, because he needs to apply it into his life. If he doesn't believe in the qualities of that soap, and if he doesn't know how to apply it, he'll be dirty. He'll be dirty in the eyes of the owner of the soap company as well. Now, I can't say it clearer than that. That's the way it is. So, never think that you've just been made righteous just because of Jesus. You are made righteous. You've got access to that righteousness because of Jesus. Now, when Jesus was upon the cross, the sin of the whole world came upon Him. The handwriting of requirements that was against us was nailed to the cross. Okay? Jesus died for the sin of the world. The sin of the world, in the eyes of God, has been removed from the world. But that, so from God's perspective, the sin of disobeying the law has been removed. But because people don't access that, and they are not in grace, the old system still works for them, and they are still under the law, because they're not under grace. That's what Paul says, you have fallen from grace. So you can fall from grace. Now, where do you fall to if you fall from grace? The context where Paul wrote about people falling from grace, they fall back under the law. Let's go to Romans chapter 7. And let's just see this for ourselves. You can fall from grace. You can fall from the good news message, and sin can be revived in you. Many people say that there's no sinner in this world. Man, that's a lie from the pit of hell. There are sinners everywhere. Take the word sin, type it into the concordance there, and you'll see how many times the word sin comes forth. And sinners, and ungodly, and unbelievers. If you don't have faith, you are called an unbeliever. An unbeliever is somebody who doesn't believe the truth about Jesus Christ. If you don't have faith, you are not made righteous. That's what it is. Paul says, I'm not going to read it. Romans chapter 7 verse 9. Sin, when I came under the commandment again, sin revived and I died. So death was active in the life of Paul even after he got saved, when he came under the message of the law again, when he did not believe in Jesus Christ. And he was moved away from where he was because of a wrong faith. So never think that you don't need faith to be saved, because that's the message the devil wants you to have, so that you think that only by having, you know, listen, knowledge doesn't even save you. There are people that think because you've got knowledge of what Jesus Christ has done, now you are saved. There are many people that's got knowledge about what Jesus has done, but they don't believe it. There are people that say, no, I know that if you lay your hands on the sick, if people are called to pray for the sick and to minister the healing power of God. But it's not for me. Man, let me tell you something. You don't believe it. You've only got knowledge about it. If you've just got knowledge about the fact that you've got money in the bank, but you don't believe it to the point that it activates you, brings forth actions in your life that you can go and withdraw from that money, you will stay poor. Now, it's the same in the kingdom of God. Righteousness has been given to everybody. And just the knowledge that says, oh, well, I've been made the righteousness of God, bless God. That doesn't save you. Gnosticism doesn't save you. Go and read the book of 1 John, 2 John. You will see what it says there. It speaks of Gnosticism. People that think just a knowledge of what everything brings salvation. No, not a knowledge. You must be a partaker. You must grab a hold of, with a purpose to make use of that. The fact that I've got knowledge, or I don't want to say myself, I want to use somebody else. It's not like this in my life. But the fact that I've got knowledge that Thabo Mbeki is president in this country doesn't make that I believe in the depths of my heart and make him my president. It's Not like that. Although I do believe He's my president. I do believe it from the bottom of my heart. He is. It's the truth. That's the way it is. But there are people that maybe struggle with racism, and in their hearts, in their minds, they may have knowledge that He's the president, but in their hearts, He will never be president. Knowledge doesn't save you. If you know that you've been made the righteousness of God, it doesn't help you still keep walking by the law. You must come to a place where you say, I believe it with all my heart. I believe it. I make use of it. Right now I am the righteousness of God. And then you receive the power of the Holy Spirit which comes upon you and changes you. And then you are born of God. Hallelujah. And then it is really so. Please, people that believe the grace of God, people that are believing in the good news of God, never be robbed. Never let this life that God has brought in Jesus Christ be robbed from you by thinking, well, everybody is just saved. It's Gnosticism. It's not the truth. It is not what God has brought unto you. You can, you know what that message does? It robs the power of God from you that you can be delivered from your sin. There's sins in the lives of people, man. Now, God does not deal with you according to your sin, but do you forever want to walk in adultery? Do you forever want to walk stealing, lying, and cheating people? No, there's deliverance for you. Now, that deliverance comes through faith, knowing, yes, righteousness has come to me, but I believe it, and that's, I've got access into it, and now there's a manifestation of that in my life. Before that, you'll have no manifestation, my friend. Hallelujah. And I think it's a very dangerous thing to think that the whole world is already saved and the whole world has already been made righteous. The whole world has not been made righteous, but righteousness and grace has appeared unto the whole world so they can have a choice. If they can, if they want access into that by faith, they can believe it and then that is theirs. Otherwise, it is not theirs. It is not. Hallelujah. Why are we preaching the gospel? Why do we spend all this money? Make these efforts. You know, to go through great difficulty to go. I've just been in Zambia. We've ministered there. It wasn't always easy. I've been to Western Zambia. I tell you, it is difficult, man. You go into that bush. You drive for 8 hours, 10 hours from the closest town into the middle of a village. Nowhere. You preach the gospel there. I had a brand new car. The thing broke down. We had to leave it there. I had to leave my equipment there. I had very expensive equipment. It was left in the middle of the bush. I had to come back to South Africa with a broken vehicle. I had it repaired. Then went back with another vehicle to go and get that. We go through all that trouble for what? To preach the gospel. Now, if you don't have to believe anything, and if persuasion is not what God has given as a key, which is your freedom, that you are not just a puppet, but that you are, you've got a free will. Faith is the manifestation of your free will. So if you can't believe, why should we preach if everybody's just going to go to heaven anyway? Why did Jesus Christ give a commandment, say, go make disciples of all nations, baptize them? Let me tell you something. In my life, I live for this. This is my number one purpose for living. It's just to know God and to be known by Him. That's my number one. The first thing in my life. And the second thing is to take me and my family to preach the gospel all over the world. Hallelujah. So that people can believe that they've been made righteous, so that by faith they can have access into that. Otherwise, it's a waste. It's like the other day, I went to a church, I preached, but there's no sick people. It almost, the feeling I had, man, I wish there were sick people because I'm so full of the power of God to see the sick being healed. It's a waste. I've got all that anointing, but nowhere to use it. Now, well, another person said to me, thank God, bad, there was no sick people in the church. No, well, I do agree with that. Thank God there's no sick people there. But, it's like God giving all the salvation people. Nobody's got access to it through faith because they say, oh, you don't have to believe, you're saved anyway. You'll have a hell of a surprise. It's true. It's just the way it is. Now, let's quickly go to Romans chapter 1. And we're going to end off with this scripture. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Now, there are many other scriptures we can touch on. But I don't want to go through all of that. I don't want to spend time and eternity on this. It's just, I'm just going to have one more session. That is the difference between your faith and the faith of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Paul says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek. For therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed." How? "From faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith."
Hallelujah.
The just shall live by faith. And that faith is your faith. It's not the faith of Jesus Christ. It's your faith. In His faith. Now more of that in the next session. Now maybe you've been just this doctrine of inclusion has just started to get into you. It started to just you being sidetracked by this. You don't have to be sidetracked. You can be delivered today. I don't want any of you to have any misunderstanding. If you are in Christ, God doesn't see any of your sins. It's all been washed away because there's no law for you. You are in Christ. You have been cleansed, you've been washed, you've been delivered. And if you have any sin, you've got an advocate with the Father. You can even be set free from that. You can be delivered from the consequences of that as well, as a believer. So, I believe that. The whole good news, there's no sin. I've been perfected by Christ. Those who are in Christ cannot sin, for His seed remains in them. All those things, I believe that with all my heart. But it's only for those who believe. It's not for those who don't believe. And 95% of the people that watch this broadcast right now believes this. You are righteous. Don't let this message tell you you're not righteous. You are righteous. Is my faith great enough or not? Man, do you believe it or not? I do believe it. Then it is yours. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, God is so good. If you've got any questions, please write to us. You can also go to our website and just... We contact us, write us an email under question and answers. If you've got a testimony, go onto our website under testimonies and you can read testimonies there in different categories and you can also add your testimony there. Please do that. It will be such a blessing to read your testimony. Amen. Thank you for watching this program. God bless you.